Maha Tate. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? What is your occupation, and for how long? Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I was elected as a councillor in 2008, re-elected in 2011. Elected as mayor in 2014 and re-elected in 2018. I have served on the Capital Regional District Board, CRD, from 2014 present. I took a four-month maternity leave in 2016. I also served on the Union of BC Municipalities, UBCM, executive, elected by the membership, and served as president in 2019-2020. Currently serve as a committee member on the Federation of Canadian Municipalities, FCM. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I am motivated to be of service to my community and deeply grateful to have had the opportunity to do so these last 14 years. I love the work of local government, collaborating with councillors, staff, community partners and residents, exchange of ideas and solutions, advocating for my community and helping all residents to the best of my abilities. With many significant projects underway, I would like to see them through to completion. What are your top three issues? 1. Implementation of DRIPA, TRC calls to action for local governments and a modern treaty for the Tisuke Nation. We have a shared history and will share the future together. Local government has a key role in establishing a policy framework to carry out this essential work. 2. Improving livability for all residents. We must continue our work together to improve access to healthcare, emergency services, amenities, housing and a healthy environment. 3. Safe and inclusive community. Let's build a future where all children can realize their potential and all residents feel safe and welcome while exploring our community or accessing services. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? Souk has a healthy, thriving economy, accessible amenities and public spaces. Indigenous plantings thrive in areas once filled with invasive vegetation. Infrastructure is strong and resilient to extreme weather events, and residents continue to share historic tales while leaving space for creative expression. Wild, natural spaces thrive with keystone predators and humans coexisting. Tisuke language and place names are visible and known throughout the territory. What's one big idea you have for your community? Now that restrictions have eased, let's gather together and get to know one another. Away from screens and keyboards and mobile devices. Our community is comprised of hard-working, kind individuals. Our families, elders, friends and neighbors. Let's recognize that every one of us has value and only together can we solve our problems and address the challenges of tomorrow.